And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, November the 20th, 2014. It was on this day, 1971, a ban was placed on the use of DDT, in large part due to Rachel Carson's book Silent Spring, which had come out 9 years before. It's the birthday of Don DeLillo, the novelist, 1936, Bronx, New York, who said, "I became a writer by living in New York and seeing and hearing and feeling all the great, amazing, and dangerous things the city endlessly assembles. And I also became a writer by avoiding serious commitment to anything else." Hemingway was one of his early heroes. After college, DeLillo took a job as an advertising copywriter, quit just as he was getting good at it, he said. His first novel was Americana in 1971. His 15th, Point Omega, came out in 2010. Don DeLillo, who said, "I've never thought of myself in terms of a career. I don't have a career. I have a typewriter." And it's the birthday of Nadine Gordimer, born in Spring, South Africa, 1923, who wanted to write about life in her country and never intended to write political novels, but she knew that she would have to write about the repression of black South Africans under apartheid. Three of her novels were banned in South Africa. She was criticized for writing from the point of view of black characters, though she herself was white. She said, "There are things that blacks know about whites that we don't know about ourselves, that we conceal and don't reveal in our relationships." Here's a poem for today by Idris Anderson, entitled Recollection of Tranquility. The first time we ever quarreled, you were cutting an onion in the kitchen of our rented cottage. I remember vividly we were making Creole for a late-night supper with champagne, and you were taking, it seemed, forever to cut the onion. Each time your dull paring knife chopped on the counter, I shifted my feet, and I saw once in a glimpse over my shoulder a white wedge of onion wobbling loose. I sighed inaudibly. The butter I stirred had already bubbled and browned. I was starting over with a new yellow lump that was slipping on the silver aluminum when you brought, cupped in your hands, the broken pieces, the edges all ragged, the layers separated, bruised and oozing cloudy white onion juice. I complained, the family recipe stated specifically, the onion must be finely chopped, for what I explained were very good reasons. Otherwise, the pungent flavors would be trapped irrevocably in the collapsed cellular structure of the delicate root. You sighed, I guess, inaudibly, and adjusted your glasses carefully with two fingers, a fidget I have since come to know as a sign of mild perturbation, and explained, the pungence of onions too finely chopped would be simmered away. The original sharp burning crispness could be retained only in fairly large bite-sized chunks. But you wouldn't fight tradition. I chopped onion on the counter with the dull knife while you set the table and figured the best way of popping the cork. Recollection of Tranquility by Idris Anderson from her collection Mrs. Ramsey's Knee, published by Utah State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by Arizona State University, with more than 70 campus degrees, now available 100% online at online.asu.edu. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.